Sean Patton, the Donegal goalkeeper, you were the hero of the hour there with an injury time penalty save. How did you see that game?
Listen, there's positives and negatives to take out of it. I think looking at our own perspective with the opportunities we missed, I think we could have been out of sight. But again, it's a positive because we've won the game. There's still those to improve on, and you don't want to be negative. So we're going into 2020 with a win under our belt and going into Derry and focusing on a win there.
Yeah, you were 4 points up going into the closing exchanges, and you probably invited pressure onto yourselves.
We did. It was difficult. It was difficult being down to 14 men and then going down to 13 men. It's difficult. Obviously, in my own perspective, it was hard to get the kickouts away, and the kickouts weren't going to plan as such. We lost quite a lot of them in the second half, which put us under pressure. So we need to look at that. We need to work on that. When we are under the pressure, we get the ball away. It's vitally important, you know.
Yeah, you're a bit slow to find your feet too. They went 5 points to one ahead.
Yeah, we were slow starting, and it is what it is. We spoke about it inside, and we weren't happy with it at all. We finished the second half pretty positively and quite strong and got it back into within 2 points. We spoke about it at half time and said we couldn't afford to start slow, and we didn't start slow in the second half, which is a positive. But then again, you look at the end of the second half with when we were down to 13 men or even 14 men, it wasn't as good as we could have been, you know. But the work rate and the doggedness of the boys, it's just tip-top. Like, it's, you couldn't ask for anything better. You honestly couldn't.
Yeah, and when Shane Carey was standing over that penalty, did you fancy your chances of saving it?
I was pretty confident. Now, like, if you're not standing there and you're not confident you're going to save it, then it's kind of, you're losing the battle straight away. But as I say, I just picked a side and went with it, and luckily it came off today, thank God.
Yeah, there are a couple of new faces in there today for Donegal. How did you think they fared out?
It was good to see. I think it was very, very positive in our perspective. There's some lads that are settled in extremely well. And it was great to see, especially with you need the depth of the squad, especially because it's such a long season now, and even going into the likes of the league now, especially the game on Wednesday, it'll show the depth of our panel when we go into that game. But especially when you're coming into the league and it's week in, week out, every week you're playing a game, it's going to be difficult to keep everybody fit. So it's vital that we have players that are in now that are up to the level, and it was evident there that everybody is up to scratch, you know.
And the new rules, what did you think of them?
I wasn't particularly a fan of them myself. From my perspective, kicking from the 20, it slowed it down a bit for me, I thought. But in terms of inside mark, I think it's quite difficult too, because like you could get a mark from just inside the 45 and it's a free shot, basically. Whereas if it's in a game without the mark, the defender's on his back and he shows him back out the field and there's no shot from it. So I think it's kind of, I think it's not great for defending. Makes it a wee bit easier for the forwards, but personally, I'm not a big fan of it myself. No.
And looking forward to Derry on Wednesday night. A draw, we believe, will be good enough to take you through.
Of course, you look forward to the games. The games is where you get your sharpness, and you can never replicate games in training. So it's vitally important that we go into Derry with the right attitude. And as you say, a draw is good enough for us, but it's never going to be that. You want to go in and you want to win and continue the winning streak, because it's nearly like a habit. Once you start winning games, it's going to keep rolling, and that's the positivity we need.